Well, no secret on Main Street that when business thrives, communities thrive. Corporate social responsibility and community engagement are more important than ever, and highlighting those innovative leaders is at the heart of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation's 2023 Citizens Award. Here to talk about that is Carolyn Cawley, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. This sounds like a great award for some folks. Can you tell us, Carolyn, about the Citizens Award? What exactly are they?
Well, good morning, Bruce. It's good to be with you today. The Citizens Awards are one of the most important and most fun things we do every year. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation is part of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is the nation's largest business organization. And what we do here at the foundation is really pull together the best of business and philanthropy. And so what that means is once a year, we get to highlight the best companies, large, medium, small, in every community and zip code around the country. We've been doing this for 25 years. And what we're doing is really highlighting the most innovative, most committed work that these companies are doing for their communities and the places where they live.
When you say doing things for their community, what kind of areas are we talking about?
Well, you know, if you look at the issues and the challenges going on around us, they're coming faster and more furiously all the time. So you're looking at communities dealing with things like food insecurity, disaster resilience, upskilling and reskilling to keep pace with the workforce. There are just so many challenges and solutions happening out there, but I can give you a couple of really good examples. You've got companies like Cargill, who have been working around the world for years now, putting together access to nutritious food for 2 billion people around the planet. They've been working in Central America and West Africa by partnering with women farmers. So we think that's really something to honor, and we gave them an award this year. And then you've got companies also like Medtronic, which is a big global healthcare technology leader. And what they're doing is bringing their technologies to help their communities by putting out better medicines and better machinery into clinics. But what they're also doing is really putting their people first in terms of volunteering. They've got 190,000 volunteer hours happening at that company this past year, and we think that's really important too.
Well, that's the way they're able to help the local community. Other than just sort of providing jobs for a certain community, they try to give back in certain different ways. I know some companies also work for sort of how to help improve the environment, maybe not to make such a big footprint in their energy use, or perhaps maybe even sort of recycling or something like that, because there's a lot of times businesses have waste that they have to figure out what to do with. So that probably is another thing that people can, businesses try to do as well. It sometimes helps their bottom line. In one sense, obviously businesses have to figure out what works best for them, but there's also an important societal aspect of it. How do you find some of these? Is this something that's nominated? Do you kind of sort of know or read stories about
it? It's purely by nomination, and anyone can nominate a company by going to our website, uschamberfoundation.org. Nominations will open up again in the spring. But, you know, when you were just talking about environmental impact and what companies can do, we love when companies can do 2 or 3 things at the same time. And one of the companies that we were so inspired by this year is a company called True Earth. What they've done is so unique and so simple sounding. So what they make is a laundry strip. So if you think about a strip that's about the size of a cell phone, and that laundry strip can be used to do 32 loads of laundry. So rather than producing, manufacturing, and having, you know, consumers haul around big jugs of detergent, these strips can do 32 loads. But what they've done is they have partnered with food banks to donate the strips along with food for families in need. And we know that that is a really important thing, particularly at this time of year when food insecurity and people and families are going hungry. There are a lot more things available to them at food banks as well. And so we're really impressed with companies like True Earth.
Yeah, anything you can kind of make it more portable, as you say, not so. It's amazing how technology impacts this. But technology is one thing, but as you mentioned before, people, the individual people, getting a sort of a good group of people to maybe do volunteer work in the community and just be a part of that. I guess that also helps the people who are working there think that they're giving back. In other words, it's another part of a way that they can contribute to their own community.
Oh, Bruce, 100%. You know, one of the companies that we honored this year is Veris Residential. They're based in New Jersey. It's a real estate company. What they have done, that one of the reasons that we selected them, is they have an internal innovation lab. And what they do is they pull together employees from all over the company to work together and ideate on new solutions for the communities that they live in. So they're really giving everyone a chance to bring great ideas to the table, to work with their real estate colleagues and figure out how to make that idea really take hold in a certain way in a certain community. And it's that kind of customization and really listening to people that in your own town about what they need, that's part of the winning formula.
Carolyn Colley is our guest, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. If people want to find out the winners of this year's Citizens Award, or maybe see past or know how to get maybe a nomination in place, where's a good place to go to do that?
uschamberfoundation.org.
Sounds great. A lot of great things you've talked about this morning. Give us an insight into what companies are up to give back to the community. Thanks for your time this morning, Carolyn.
Thanks, Bruce.